Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'ulim, Masilas Yesharim, Ran Pele Gimel. Thank God we've already seen Niflaos B'Toilas Hashem, B'Seris HaMuser. So in Pele Gimel, Ramchal speaks about the through the Shonas of Chazal, Yifashvesh B'Maisav, and Yimashvesh B'Maisav, Pishbush, is inspecting one's deeds to see whether they contain deeds which one shouldn't do. Mishmush b'maisav means looking even at one's good deeds and making sure that they're pure. Hachakira afilu b'maisim atoivim atzman. Lachkor v'livoy sayesh b'inyanam eze p'niyah shel lo tovah that should be a schus for Avi Mari Mirasi sheyichyu and for Chayu Chavit Feger bas Michal Yudis Basia for which them was Sol Shachal Yisrael in a bracha bas Esther Adasa. So to see if there's anything that you're doing that has ran it, like being a mashmesh b'beged, lifchon heitev, is it weak, is it strong? Make sure your deeds are pure. The Rav writes in the Shmoneh Kvatzim, in the first of the Shmoneh Kvatzim, in Os Shin Samach Tes, Kevan shemachshava ktana tofeset makom banefesh, rei mafshetet at eres hakatnut shela al kol amon ha-maasim, ha-limudim va-diburim, shem ochim ve-naasim shelo l'shma, shem chanufat shav. Since a small thought has a place in one's psyche, it spreads the poison of its smallness, of its pettiness, and many, many deeds, and many, much learning, and much speech, that they become lo lishma, l'shem chanufas shav, this mind is chanufas shav. We want to find favor in other people's eyes, so we do and say things that we shouldn't. Ve'adam ha-kadosh, shechusho ha-tahor le'yuchel l'spol ta'apuchot ka'ele, motzei b'kirbo ayifut nora'a, ve'eit she'igash la'avodato b'lti mitoha. Person is holy, that his pure senses cannot bear this tapucha, this revolution, this up and down of having to find favor in people's eyes, finds itself in great fatigue, great tiredness when he has to approach impure avoda, when he has to find favor in people's eyes, he has to worry what people are thinking, what people are saying. Even though sometimes it's necessary not to wait and stop your learning in your mitzvahs until you're complete in your elevated spirit. Because of the concern that your learning and your action externally will suffer greatly if you wait. Nevertheless, tamid yesh makom l'cheshbon zeh l'busha pnimit. Haloveshet et ha'adam b'yidiyato shuruach ha'kodesh elyon. Eino shorah bo adayin. V'lo hu hu adokfo l'avod v'lfo v'lumod v'lkayim. U'mitoch ha'tshuka shel kdushat emet yizkeh levarer et netiyotav. Stomeret, the Ramchal says that you have to examine your good deeds. Are they done without pnios, without personal motivations? The Rav adds that the busha, the embarrassment that a person has, that he has to impress people. He has to flatter people. And the tremendous fatigue that he feels come from this internal contrast between his present situation and his internal striving, his yearning to serve Hashem, L'shem Shemayim. And if he has a smug in his avoda, works hard at it, eventually he'll get there. He'll be zeche to be an oved l'shem shemayim. It's a beautiful shtickle, rav. The person feels the, he has a tshuka al kedushas emes. Feels this conflict, this internal conflict. One hand, he so wants to serve l'shem shemayim. On the other hand, there are people out there, we live in a world, you know, you have to impress people. Just practically speaking, a person wants to, if a person's a rav of a shul, so he can't always just speak his emes. There are people listening. He has to know how it's going to be received, who the different personalities that are involved are, whether they're ready to hear this message. Person has to fundraise sometimes. And without money, you can't do much in this world, right? Can't build any institutions. Can't survive. So sometimes there are people with money and they need, unfortunately, for better or for worse, they need to be coddled sometimes. And a person can't always go with his internal emes. There were people like that, like Kleisenberger Rebbe. He would tell people straight, you know. If they're off. One guy once came to him with a huge check. The story is told. The rabbi asked him, are you a Shomer Shabbos? And he said, no. And he shaved with a razor. And he said, yes. The rabbi ripped up the check. He said, you're going to go. This is basically the story. I don't know exactly where Rabbi's lashon. But he says, you're going to go somewhere else. And you're going to give them big money. And they're going to seat you at the dais. And they're going to give you kavod. But you should just know that. So if a person wants to be real, and sometimes it's hard, but at least he should feel the conflict and think that, yeah, that I want to be real. So when he feels that bush and he keeps working on himself, he'll get to the point where he becomes 100% emes, and he'll be pure. And in life, a lot of times, you know, we have to deal with conflicts of interest and take into account different factors. A person, of course, should strive, and that's what the Rav is talking about here. Chukasha el kedushas emes, yimavaris natias, and always come from a place of a pure spirit. It continues the Ramchal klala dovri miyadim ayin al maisav kulam mifakech al kol drachov. The Kval is that a person should be ma'ayin about his deeds. He should look into his actions, all of them, kulam, and be mefakeach. In Hebrew, in Israel, there's always a guy in school that's the principal, the mefakeach. He's like, watches over the boys. So the person has to watch all over his ways, not to leave for himself any bad habit or bad trait, all the more so any transgression or sin. And I see a need for a person that he should be medaktik. He should be meticulous and weigh his ways each and every day, like the great merchants who continually evaluate all of their business matters in order that they do not degenerate. He should fix definite times and hours for this weighing, v'yikba itim b'shoyis l'zeh, sh'lo yimishkalu aroi, so that it should not be haphazard. Ela b'kviyus gadol, ki rava toladehi, but rather with the greatest regularity, for it yields great results. Says the Rav in the Shemayin Kvatzim, Kovetz Vav, Ois Rishon Dalet, Mitoch she'odam, Mesiach estaito, mehara shebenafshoi, ve'enoi osuk v'tikunoi, enoi makir es ki'uroi, u'memeil hu tzadik v'yosher be'enov, v'ze yisod ha'gaive. Omnam tshumetapel v'chol eis lezakek nafshoi, v'hafeich es hara letoiv, u'margish v'chosh, es kol mach oivav haruchnim, v'arei hu shofel be'enov. When a person distracts himself from the evil in his soul and he's not busy fixing it, he doesn't recognize what's wrong with him. And memela, he's a tzaddik, he's a yosher ve'enav. And that is the foundation of gaiva. It's unbelievable, it's so powerful. However, when he's metapel, when he takes care, or at all times, the zakek nafsha, to transform the evil into good, he feels that all of his spiritual pain, he feels all of his spiritual pains, and he is low in his eyes. It's my ridiculous. Ramchal says that you have to be koive itim v'shois, because it's really going to improve you as a person. It yields great results. And the Rav says that it also makes you humble. Because if a person is not self-aware, it's really the yisod of really all musar, I would say. It's self-awareness, know thyself. That's where it starts, that's where it ends. Know yourself. I don't know when I say that's where it ends, but certainly that's, I think that's where it starts, to know yourself and to know what the Torah requires of you. So, if a person knows himself well, he'll see his chesronus and he won't come to gaiva. Otherwise, he's liable to come to gaiva. But when you look into yourself and you look into your soul and your psyche and your midas and your meisim, and you know what the Torah expects of you, and you see how far away you are from where you're supposed to be, so that brings to great anava. Continues the Ramchal, Chamenu Zechreinu Levracha, Reinu Ferisor Cheshmen Zevu Masha Amru, our sages of blessed memory taught us explicitly the need for this accounting, as they said, Akan Yomer Amoshin Bo Cheshmen, Akan Yomer Moshin Beitzlan Bo Benachshu, Cheshbon Shalom Hefse Mitzvah Kenegat Tzchol, Vesachar Aver Kenegat Veseida. Therefore the ruler said, let us enter into an accounting, Volume 21:27. Therefore the rulers of their evil inclinations said, come and consider the accounting of the world, the loss incurred by doing a mitzvah against the gain earned through it, and the gain obtained by doing a sin against the loss incurred. Zekhiyetza amiti sazos lechu lesi sazo liris amiti alei oisim shekval yotzu mitachas yad yitzchah mumash lovoi. Kimishu adayin chobish b'maasel yitzloi einein avroos ha'emes azos b'ni yochol akilo. Ke yetzo misami is ein of mamish. V'inei ukoholech b'choshech shish lefan of mechsholos v'einein avroos oisim. The true counsel could not have been given, nor could its truth be recognized except by those who had already gone out of the hands of their evil inclination and ruled over it. For one who is still held captive in the prison of his evil inclination, his eyes don't see the truth and he's incapable of recognizing it. But the evil inclination literally blinds his eyes. He's like one walking in darkness where there are stumbling blocks before him, but his eyes do not see them. Writes the Rav in the Pinkasim, Mem Aleph Mem Gimel, Beze ofen meisharim et ha-miyashim et ha-machshavat sheshim yikum yivut, לא יוכלו לקבוע במקום קבוע באיזה אופן מחנכים את הידיעה ורגש להבחין משהו מכלל הקמומית ובין משהו ישרות שלא יהיה עיקום. זאת כל עבודתה של התרבות בכל גווניה, עבודת הקודש ועבודת החול. זאת אומרת, את רמחל says A person has to be shekel d'racha. A person has to distinguish the sins and the mistakes that he's doing that he doesn't see. And the Rav adds that this avodah is not an avodah pratit v'yishit bilvad. It's not just a personal avodah, but it's an avodah tziburit. It's for the whole culture. The whole culture. We have to have a culture of people looking at themselves. A culture of people being self-critical. Unfortunately, we have a culture of people being critical of others. That's the culture. But it's a bad culture, as I said. Very bad culture. To fix that. This world's like darkness, like night. And then the Ramchal goes on to say what happens at night. So Mirtz Hashem, in the coming, in the next year, hopefully we'll go more into this. I thank you so much for listening. Shabbat Shalom to continue. Shalom, shalom.